Hi, I'm Bill Slavisek, R&D Director of Dungeons & Dragons at Wizards of the Coast, and you're listening to The Gamer's Haven.
Dungeons & Dragons, Kingdom of Thoth. This is the Vorpal Network.
This podcast is brought to you by FRP Games, an online retailer specializing in all kinds of gaming products. Please visit www.vorpalnetwork.com in order to gain access to thousands of unique items available only at FRP Games.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
Yep. Okay, so
it's the D20 plus 8 versus his refresh.
Come on, D20.
18.
You guys seen that yet?
No, I wish.
18?
I enjoyed it. If you like
18,
the original series, like
well, he does not grab him.
Does not? Damn.
Liam,
things are fast.
Did a good job, I hope.
Yeah. Everyone did a good job.
Really?
It was very good thing.
Now, Drendan, with your role, as well as the clerics will just see this, within one space, this is what the clerics see, around the demon, there appears to be some sort of creepy aura that it's round the demon himself. You're not sure if it moves with him or not.
The guy in the middle? The big guy?
The guy with the beard.
The big guy.
Drendan, because of your...
Guys, stay away from him! getting closer.
You will know that the bearded devil makes, like, basically its beard kind of has its own mind.
Yeah.
And it will attack everybody within basically one space all the way around it. It has an aura.
I'm being attacked by a beard.
So, okay.
Only its friends are within one square.
Yeah, and they don't. He doesn't attack his friends.
He's just not that kind of guy.
Yeah. Okay, Ingrid.
I am going to.
And don't forget, there's a minus one for all attacks.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, it is. I think it's wind strike double guy. Well, that's not going to hit. No one will. That is a 27 versus his versus his AC.
All right, it will stick in him, and that's about all.
Oh, okay.
Who are you attacking?
The big guy.
Okay. He sticks. It just sticks there?
Yeah, just sticks there.
Probably because we don't have magical arrow.
Oh.
Did any movies come out this week?
Ethan? Well.
Eclipse came out? Yay!
What are you doing on D&D?
Yeah.
We
need to go see that movie.
Oh, it's not
until
Wednesday?
Wednesday at midnight.
Is there an eclipse that day or something?
Yeah.
Thursday night is Last Airbender.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, Thursday.
See, I really want to see that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can hate that Airbender kid. I worked at Walmart. I have a thing against him.
Oh, okay.
Because they had popsicles that never sold, and I was in the crowd.
What were you talking about?
The cartoons?
The guy with the arrows for it.
Some of the cartoons.
Oh, Last Airbender. Right. Okay.
I hate it.
Good to know that his popsicles never sold.
They were nasty.
Poor bastards.
They had this chewy Halloween candy that had tattoos in it. It was really tasty.
Sure.
Right here, my cat says I can kind of do it with my staff and I think this, or is this more inferior?
Try to grab me with a hand. No. Shot me with an arrow.
Yeah. I'm pissed off.
Yeah, go eat him.
Okay. No, not me. I'm a good guy. I mean, I'm a...
So, now, since he did move past you, you can't make an attack of opportunity.
Make the attack.
I will.
Good meet you.
Miss.
Nah.
Right? So, seeing that you tried to cast something at it, it decides to come and eat you. It has a glaive.
Yes.
A what?
That's going to try to hit you with.
Glaive.
I thought he said glaive. He has a freshener.
Zombie repellent.
All right, does a 19 hit your armor class? Four more for
the I'm not sure. Ooh, 1 second.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
19? Yes.
It does?
It does.
You take 12 points of damage.
Okay.
Wow.
How many hit points do I have?
You explode.
What did he do?
To the head.
Oh, okay.
What did he do so I don't repeat it?
I got hit by a glaive. And does the glaive have... Oh, yeah, no, the glaive don't have the wounding. It's his beard that has the wounding ability. Okay.
But you're marked.
Huh? What?
You're marked.
You're marked.
You opened the chest.
And you also appear to be... Yeah, the wound's bleeding.
Oops.
Okay.
So.
I'm trying to go with my ranged weapon.
I'm going to attack him.
I'm trying to stay away. Okay. Well.
The official can't get his mouth around.
I have a move, correct? First.
Yep. You have a move if you want.
I would like to. I can't tell which square I'm in. It doesn't seem to associate your group with them.
Okay.
I would like to move towards the door without anybody getting an attack of opportunity on
dash?
Me. Yeah, dash.
Okay. You want to go out here?
I want to go out this way though, but I want to be able to What's still it? Kind of a crazy little bastard be in. So it's fun.
You can see him from okay. there. We can
okay.
see them.
Okay. And then I am going to do sure. The door. Searing light.
Okay.
On the demon. He's never
right.
come to find freezer opening.
Hopefully.
Because he couldn't.
And
that's not adorable.
Today.
That works. Oh, that's not good.
Yeah.
Give me a different 20. That's all I'm going to use.
Can I use this one?
Oh, I don't like that one. You can have that one.
Yeah.
Oh
no! She cast searing light on herself.
All right, so you critically fail.
I'll give you that one. No, I'll
okay. He's gonna give me one. I'll try.
I lied. Don't use that anymore.
Use this one.
Well, someday he's not gonna have.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
It's a little better.
Okay. Jeez. Only took like 10 times.
So like
let's see here.
Shoes,
yeah, I think so. Yeah. What's this? This? What's that? Right.
Yes.
So it's...
You add... Okay. So add this on to your...
Yeah. Well, so it's 21 versus reflex.
Well, it hits him, but it doesn't do anything.
Hold on.
Huh?
What?
He's not dead.
Does it have any secondary effects?
He moonwalks. I don't know.
Well, he'll take the moonwalk part, and he'll do a little moonwalk.
He doesn't do anything.
She's also got the symbol of life on it.
I've got, I've got the symbol of life, but...
It doesn't get past everything.
Okay. I'm...
Okay.
Oh, boy. Well... I'm just going to attack your buddies. I don't know.
She's going to start...
going to use my action point to attack someone else.
Okay.
Send your action point.
You got a ball.
Why not?
Y'all.
Everything's going so well.
Yeah, let's go see what Kira's barking at.
Alright.
She seems to not like it.
Let's shoot the little one.
Which little one?
Or
are you going to shoot one of the...
There's a purple eight. And a...
Aren't there two little ones?
There are. There's a purple and a green one.
Okay. The green one. I'm shooting the green one. Maybe.
Okay.
Yes. My at least five. Okay.
Now you're facing the green.
23 versus reflex.
Hits.
Woo-hoo. 9 fire damage and a -2 to all defenses until the end of my next turn.
All right. Well, it hits him, but the fire doesn't seem to do anything.
Okay, I'm just shutting the door.
And you just wait for the screams.
Just waiting.
But what was the secondary effect on that?
-2 penalty to all the defenses until the end of my next turn.
Okay, keep that in mind. Baylog!
I'm going to use Cascade of Light.
The range. Extra, before I do that, I'm going to move. Big bad guy?
He's right here now.
Oh.
He's going to try to, you know, kill you guys slowly at his leisure.
Well, he is old. I'm going to stay put, actually. No, I'm going to move up one space close to he's the purple guy. Yeah. It's probably not a wise idea, but oh well.
I'm actually going to aim at the big bad guy and use Cascade of Light to.
Okay, so you're moving up next to him, and are you doing a range?
It's a range 10, yeah. Range 10,
he will get an attack of opportunity.
Ooh. The purple guy rolls?
The purple guy will.
I'm not moving range up to him, but...
Don't move.
Range attack? You get an attack of opportunity?
If you're standing next to somebody, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'll move back then.
Yeah, you don't want to...
Never mind.
Yeah.
Okay.
From afar.
That's the one problem with archers and all that.
He's
an
ours.
Good.
Here.
Roll. There we go.
Ooh,
okay.
Yes.
16
plus. How about 25 against Will?
And Will didn't do anything.
It will hit him, but do no damage.
But it does no damage. He smiles and laughs a little.
Does that have any secondary effects?
Gains vulnerability 5 to all my attacks.
Okay.
Savings. That's it?
That's it.
Son of a bitch.
My bitch.
Cord is not with you today.
No, Cord is with me!
And actually, when you hit him with that, the devil will turn at you and just smile.
Actually, even no damage at all. Not at all. Nothing. Nothing?
Nothing. It seems to have hit him.
Okay, fine. Next! With my action point.
The clerics are going to be of no use later on.
Think. Here we go. How about Daunting Light? We're going to try that. Okay.
It's the
same guy. 15 plus... 9, so we have a 24 against reflex against the same guy. Remember, he has a vulnerability 5.
That's versus damage. Vulnerability 5, that means the damage.
All attacks. Just
it's the damage.
Okay.
Vulnerability means they can take extra damage.
Okay, so is that not doing anything at all?
What was it versus?
Reflex. 24. Nothing.
Been bowing over everything else. Gotta have one big baddie at least.
What does it take to kill this guy?
I don't know.
Can't hit him with anything.
Shoot the little ones.
That's BS.
Shoot the little ones.
Are you done?
My
done?
Do you want to pray for
come
your soul?
Come join me in the other room.
There.
I know.
Really
the devils don't like you.
We have...
So we've hit him with fire, done nothing. We've hit him with physical damage and done nothing.
And holy damage.
It really seems that his being a big bad devil just things aren't just hitting
even
him yet.
Holy things are
even
doing
holy
nothing?
Things are just not hitting him yet. Because you were that minuscule in his mind. You're like an ant. You're like an ant.
At this point,
did we ever investigate the altar thingy?
No, because these things showed up. Oh. Hola.
Wait. That was a big floppy.
There's the big guys in the middle.
Can you guys go in?
There's the little the imp things. And then there's the one dude that everybody's like, no, 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 and he's this big.
I'm outside the room.
The big guy in the middle?
You're right next to it.
So is there like two big guys?
Yeah, there's two big dudes. There's the two metal dudes. They haven't had a chance to do anything because you guys moved before all of them. There's the big bearded guy.
Which doesn't seem to be taking damage.
Yeah.
Well then, since they're concentrating on him, and he doesn't seem to be taking a whole lot of damage, but I can see them hit him.
Give me a perception check.
14.
Well, that last attack didn't seem to actually hit him. Like, it hit in his general area, and he's huge, but it doesn't seem to hit him. It just kind of stops.
He has a force field around him.
Anyway, so who do you want to attack?
I want to attack one of the other guys.
Okay. So if you guys
get one of the other baddies.
I will try to get
the book!
The green one's down. She hit him already.
He's already looks so studious.
Do you want to attack big dude or one of the imps?
I want to attack not the bearded dude, but one of the big dudes. Yeah. The other
okay.
Dude. I just wasted.
And I want to attack him with a
pick up the diary
dizzying blow.
Unless he's just right. Has to be hit by so many attacks before
like an absorbent shield or something. Though. Really,
Oh,
it sucks. That's like boring at will.
I want to make sure I have this right.
Pick up a handful of rocks, and each one counts as a chunk. No, all at once, so that there's.
That's what you can get with the.
Jeremy.
Stone armor.
When you have this, it says +9 to attack, you've already added all the bonuses up.
Everything should be added, yep.
Because when I look at my long spear.
The flaming long sword.
Yeah, the flaming long sword has not been added in because it's brand new with his bluffs.
Right.
So you may have to add a couple extras.
Hold on now.
With your spear, everything's added in.
Okay. Right, just tackle him because I would have to drop my spear to draw the sword.
I didn't hit him or I didn't.
Right.
He didn't do anything.
And I was gonna. Do that.
It has an additional effect regarding, like, one ally can gain combat advantage.
Dizzying blow.
I
+9 to attack, and we have.
No, he didn't. No.
14.
I asked.
But you said it does nothing.
When you read it.
Just choose like, somebody.
23 versus AC. You can give him. If the effect is not against him...
No, yeah, it gives an ally combat
that's
advantage.
That's fine. You give whoever you want.
Okay. 23 versus armor class.
All right, so you run up there and you do the dizzying attack, and that crunches through
his
arm
his head off.
And kills him.
Awesome.
What? I haven't even rolled damage yet.
I know.
It's a really awesome damage!
Right on the damage!
He killed one of the silver
guys. It's a minion.
A
big, strong thingy.
It's a minion.
It's a minion.
A strong minion, but still a minion. 26 damage.
Okay. You keep killing him. Zap.
Power assist him into the eye. He's a kebab.
And this is for my brother! And this is for... I don't know.
Then I take my bow. Pull my spear out, drop my spear, and draw the flaming longsword.
All right.
Azer, you're getting very fat.
I'm actually normal weight.
It's the other cat now getting
fat.
It
is you, Mr. Elf.
It's like,
I need a question about this.
You have a question.
ask
your question.
You have my normal stuff, but then it says defensive staff at the bottom.
Yep.
And that adds more stuff to it. Yep. Do I just add that as well as the cold damage?
Okay.
Well, it says, hold on. It basically says, I'm damaged.
One bad guy
it says, 2d6 plus 7 damage, and then on top it says 2d6 plus charisma modifier plus 4 add. Full damage. We talked about. I'm sorry, 2d8 plus charisma modifier plus 4 cold damage. So and is that 7 part of the cold damage? Or is that 4
because
separate?
If I'm using the defensive staff, it boosts the power up. So is it 7 plus 4 or is it just the 7?
The defensive staff, if there's a plus with the defensive staff,
yeah,
like normally a plus, so it's a magic item or is it your
implement? It's a magic item.
So it has its own card.
Yeah, defensive staff is plus 2 plus 10 attack, comma, d8. You want to just say it, it's a lot easier that way.
Well, if it has a magic card, then it's already added in. If it has an effect, it may not be added in.
Yeah, well, it's under hit. Not at the bottom, it has a plus 7 after the roll. Top here, under by hit, it says 1d8 plus charisma modifier plus 4, cold damage. Mm-hmm. And push the target 1 square.
Yeah, the damage is cold damage.
So, 7 is already added in cold damage?
Everything
is
already
four?
Added in.
Okay,
that's confusing. So basically, it's 7 cold damage.
Okay, so
the total
cold,
damage.
It does cold.
All the damage is cold damage. Okay, whatever.
Because that's what he does.
Okay.
Using it to complicate enough to fight you.
It's already added.
If it's
just cold.
I'm going to cast Rhymestone.
Indeed.
So you must say everything in rhyme now?
I was going to sing
Rhymestone. Yeah, that's what I thought.
The demon must rhyme or take damage.
Did you roll the hit?
Roll d20.
Work on d20.
I don't know. Perhaps addresses the devil into rhinestones or something.
Against
looking very.
Okay, so 20 against fortitude.
Who?
On the big bad, the demon guy.
The mid demon guy.
Probably didn't do anything, did it?
It gets cold in the room.
I like the cold. It's better that way. It also, the target also takes 2 penalty of fortitude until the end of your next turn, and he's knocked over.
All right, well, he is knocked over.
At least he's out of the way.
Yeah.
True.
Good.
Is that my daily?
Prune. By the way, it's actually, you have combat advantage. FYI.
Probably helps.
Is he just mad that he's on the floor now?
Yeah.
All right.
And to answer your question about the altar, no one has had a chance to look at it.
Did someone go look at the altar and knock it over? Because obviously it's a summoning altar. It needs to be destroyed. And then he'll lose that force field, and then we can kill him.
Yep.
And on that, also, yes.
I have an extra little thing. I need to do my elemental shift, so I have.
He's going
to
use his action point.
My action point, so I can be resistant to fire damage instead of cold damage.
You're like, I am resistant to fire damage.
Stab.
That's a minor action. Yeah, that's a minor action.
resistant to damage.
Okay. I'd rather take another turn with my action point.
Yeah, you can do that.
Outcast acid implantation.
And make sure that none of them have like area effect stuff or.
Oh, it does.
Because that will hit all your friends.
No, it doesn't hit my friends.
One creature.
Okay, good. Then it's just.
But it also hits everybody else. It hits all of his little friends. So how do I do this one?
Okay. All right. So first, roll for damage.
15.
Okay. Plus 10 for attack, so it's 25 against his fortitude.
Mm-hmm. No, this isn't against that guy. This is against this little metal fella here.
You don't want to use that on him.
Okay, it's against the little purple guy, then. It's acid
is it versus against, fortitude?
Is it is an encounter power or a daily power?
It's a daily power.
They're minions. If you hit them, they're going to die.
Oh. I would use this one against the dude... while you have the minus 2 fortitude.
Yeah.
if you roll a 20 what?
5.
25. Let's do it on the big bad then.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's. I'm glad you made that decision.
This will implant a acid bomb inside of him.
Hold on.
It slides him 3 squares. The primary target, which is him.
It'll slide him 3 squares.
And that's not good.
Back, so he'll go over, actually over here somewhere.
Over towards the block that I was just going to pick up? Okay.
He actually runs into you, so actually you're next to the book. He's right here. Or I can put him
Or he could like go by him and fall over on the altar and smash it on the way, you know.
That's true.
Well, we're assuming you're smashing it is going to do good stuff.
But then that gives him an attack of opportunity, right?
No. Of course.
Because he's being slid against his will.
If he takes any damage, it'd be 2d6. So I don't know that. Yeah.
4.
Acid damage. Make a secondary attack that is an area burst. 1, centered on the primary target. That may be unwise.
No, where's
he at?
Well, he's right here. Well, he was right here now. He was right here, so it'll hit the metal guy with the acid burst.
But
is it each creature in burst or each enemy in burst?
I think it's each enemy.
Well, what does it say?
It's an area burst.
Each creature.
Centered on the primary.
It's each creature.
So first you have to slide him 3 spaces.
Yeah, so he'll go.
You
want to
put him someplace where.
Well, let's
when that goes off.
Let's put him back in the circle then.
All right. Well, put the hand there.
Yeah, up.
Just next to him.
There you go.
It won't affect the hand. The icy hand does not have hit points. It just kind of goes, hey, acid, yay.
Anyway, now it's cold.
Yeah.
So he has an acid bomb inside. He'd afford
it. If it affects the baby's hand, we're in serious trouble.
Did it do damage to him 14. This round?
It was 25.
Well, that was his hit.
Yeah.
Well, and you said it did 4 damage?
Yeah.
There's no plus to the damage?
No. It just says.
So what does it do to everybody else?
It says secondary target each creature burst, secondary attack, charisma versus reflex, hit 2d6 plus acid damage.
You have
another
1, 2, 3 individuals. So start on the minion guy, the big silver guy, roll the d20 first, because you have to hit it.
10.
Which would be 20 on that.
20.
Versus, that's... 9.
Reflex.
Reflex looks the piano.
Versus reflex.
All right. So.
And it did 9.
This guy pops.
Here's the weasel.
Another one is 5.
No,
you roll a 20 first.
Roll a d20.
Got
to hit
17, 27.
Okay, so.
He pops. I hope.
That will hit him.
Oh, does he have actual hit points?
Yes.
And then,
how much damage does it?
6.
6 damage.
And actually, that damage, whatever damage you roll, is going to be for all of them. So, so he's going to take 6. And then there is the other imp close.
Yes,
he is. So roll to try to hit the other imp.
And he has a -2.
6.
The green guy.
16. 16. Or reflex, rather.
Yeah, against reflex.
And he's a -2 right now. Yep. Yes, that would hit. So he takes 6 points damage. Now, what does the bomb do? Does that last anymore?
It blows up.
And it's floated out and hit everybody with acid.
It says, plant a bubble of acid in a foe and hurl the foe into its allies. The bubble then explodes. So that's what it did.
Well, that kind of irritated him just a tiny
bit. He's not on the floor.
I don't think he's still on the floor.
He hasn't had a chance to stand up yet.
So, I think I'm the least irritating now for the group.
He's got a little gastrointestinal issue.
All right, so Helmet. They cleared out at least one guy and made the little imps pissed off.
Sure. They're going to die next.
If I look at the altar, do I need to make an arcana check or anything to try and see if there's anything on the altar that tells me what to do or not do about
it? Are you trained in religion or arcana?
What? I figured it was probably not.
Trained.
Stay in the room.
Trained in arcana? No. Religion? No. Okay.
Just start whacking it.
just smash it flat.
You know, I had a character who wasn't trained in anything, and he just smashed stuff.
Whack.
Eventually it'll get through. Whack.
Well, do I smash him or do I smash the altar?
You just turn the knob.
Smash the altar.
I would smash the altar.
Okay,
seriously, Amber's like trying to run you. Just smash it. Just smash the altar. Smash it.
I'll smash the altar.
And
then set it on fire.
You should be like, his backswing of smash. Oh, okay.
Do you want to try any massive damage?
Falcon Thed is pissed off.
It is a non-moving target, so hitting it's going to be really simple. More what could cause an issue is depending on what type of material it's made of. So, it's not hitting it, it's damaging.
That's styrofoam.
Who builds an altar with styrofoam?
GMs.
Not this GM.
Oh?
I would not build one this time. I'd build a pop of...
But it's a great insulator and it keeps heat away and is water resistant.
That's right.
Yeah, when the barbarian shows up, it goes...
You know, you pay your money, you take your chances.
Yeah, it's actually not an altar. It's a cooler.
Yeah.
It's a cooler.
It's a styrofoam cooler.
And when you smash it, the daddy light explodes.
No big loss.
No.
Not I have a feeling my gods would get angry if I went into the rage against an altar.
Well, keep in mind... You know, even though you're not a priest or anything like this, this is probably not a good altar. This is definitely an evil altar.
Okay, so I
and while your gods might not care as much about, you know...
They might look the other way.
Yeah, they might be like, really?
I might be playing poker at that time, so...
Is it only they do that a lot, it seems.
He smashed
the
stress
for the
use.
Oh,
probably
stress
for the
car.
I was going to take...
The
Thunderhawk
attack
currently
power.
Have like magical awesome element
okay.
Against armor the altar.
Tools, so
all right.
At y'all's department.
Which would be 20 versus its fortitude, if an altar has fortitude.
Yeah, you hit it.
It dodges out of the way.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid
it's
of.
Up and stay.
Since when you guys run into the animated altar that runs around.
No, it's not animated. It's just the pedestal it's on runs around. Like, God
damage.
20 damage.
Not so much animated as re-animated.
If it matters, the altar is dazed.
It is confused.
And,
What were those treasure chests
called? I could make
mimics.
A
mimics, yeah.
Not a secondary target
actually a mimic.
If there's somebody close to me.
No one just follows the guy.
Well, there's somebody close to you, but it's one of our
I mean, you could knock one of the party members from.
Yeah.
Oh, this thing is not...
The purple thing's adjacent to me.
Oh. Well, then
yeah.
Okay, I'll knock it prone.
It's on the floor. What are you going to do? Nothing.
All right.
So I dazed the altar.
Do you want to do anything else?
No, that's good. Dazing the altar is my victory.
Cooler, so we're good.
All right. And what weapon do you use?
Warhammer.
All right. You're like, oh! And the altar looks really damaged.
The 20 points, I would hope so.
Yeah, it looks pretty bad off. It,
Can we all tell if that affected the demon at all? Or?
Destroyed?
Can we tell if
it's Saxon's turn now.
Do you know? Can we tell if
the little imp guys don't look happy.
They don't look happy. Okay.
Oh no, we made a little 3-foot tall midget imps.
And
jumping up and down.
On the technicality, I could, because I am raging, I could gain temporary hit points because I attacked the altar.
Do it!
Well, when the demon stands up and starts killing people, you know, temporary hit points might be helpful.
Okay, all this seems kind of strange, attacking an altar and gaining temporary hit points.
It's a stress relief bonus.
Yeah.
All right, Saxon.
Ah.
spend an action, use the dog action, and as a standard action, I plant the battle standard of healing, which creates a zone of healing energy in a close burst 5, and whenever me or an ally spends a healing surge in this zone, we all, every ally in the zone regains a hit point. Then I burn an action point and hit a 27 versus reflex on the big guy.
Well,
yeah,
it wouldn't really matter. He's also prone, so.
I just
thought.
He's prone.
All right, yeah.
Does that hit him?
27 will hit his reflex.
Mortal Kombat!
Please tell me it's not fire.
It's not fire. He takes 18 points of damage. He also grants combat advantage until he moves or until the end of the encounter. And when he first moves before the end of the encounter, each enemy within 5 squares of him is knocked prone.
So we're not killing these enemies, we're just pushing them over.
Are you done?
Yes.
Someone call
the dog. The dog will try to attack one of those imps.
Stay down.
Stop it.
I think it's this imp that's prone.
Yep, he's crippling.
Oh, excellent. He will attack the prone imp because he does extra damage on prone imps.
Wow, that happened to the dog.
He
approaches the dog goes and eats its face.
21 versus AC?
Yes.
Doing 12 points of damage.
15,000 points of damage.
He's still alive.
Oh my god, he's gone to 9,000!
Alright, so. That imp. Great combat. So the imp up does not.
So the imp was not a minion.
No, the
imps
aren't minions.
The imp is going to stand up. He can stand up. And he's going to bite the dog. Actually, no. He's going to do his encounter power and do a tail sting against the dog. Does 12 hit the dog's AC?
Unless the dog is stoned, probably not.
Because that would be a no. So that imp is useless. I'm gonna re-roll that.
Aw, lame. You don't get chips.
He gets chips.
There's a 19.
Chips we gave
hit
him.
The dog.
Yes, a 19 is the dog's armor class.
He gets a chip for each player, so he's got
to hit him on. That's a lot of chips.
Yep.
Alright, 9 points of damage, and then makes a secondary attack against the same target. That's not going to do anything, so that doesn't matter.
Which are the dog's only down to 83 hit points now.
Whatever will he do?
83?
Doesn't have any healing surges. Well, I have to spend healing surges for it, but that's why he hasn't.
Oh, I didn't
get
any healing.
And he's
got a few. Yeah. Did
they
go around?
Oh, no. Stuck somewhere.
They did, but they got stuck someplace. It stopped.
He's dead. Disappeared.
Anyway.
That's what the markers are for. Anyway,
right? That's the one that was still alive.
They're both still alive.
He goes poof.
Well, I'm sorry. Someone just
wanted to kill him.
Yeah, the imp just went poof.
One of the imps just went.
Cosmo Wanda poof?
Possibly. Alright, Brandon.
Cosmo
what?
Cosmo and Wanda.
Cosmo and Wanda. Fairly Odd Parents.
Is the Barbie Lou still prone?
Poof, and then it's like Batman.
Yes, he has not had a chance to stand up.
Okay.
So you can either spend your actions casting another spell, or you can have the hand attempt to attack him again.
I'll have the hand attack. Now, I have a question, though.
Right.
I have Orb Mastery. Mm-hmm. That gives me a bonus, doesn't it? Because then I have a +2, a +3 orb that gave me bonuses to my attack rolls or something like that.
Yeah, that should actually be on the second page of the character sheet he gave you.
Oh, I do see it. Okay, +2 orb. Okay, I do have that. Okay, sorry. Okay, so I add that to my attacks then. Okay. Okay, so I'll do that again here. I'll do with the hand.
Okay, so you're going to trigger the hand again.
Yeah.
He runs over, and he's going to make his attack.
20. Not natural, but 20. Or we have a -1, right? So 19, I guess.
What is it versus?
It's versus reflex.
Prone, so that's +2. So that's going to be a 21.
Dash is discovering the figures.
Do you have any other bonuses? It's
so
not going to be enough to get through to him, basically.
I do have a...
Did you pick that on the floor?
Jeremy. Well, yeah, but I don't know why it was on the floor.
I dropped it.
Okay.
Good luck climbing the cement wall.
Sadly, I don't have all my items, so I don't know what... I know I had a lot of different stuff, I just don't know.
But with all the rolls and stuff... Now, you could always re-roll if you wanted to.
I guess I'll try and re-roll, I suppose.
Okay.
Alright, that's a... 20, well, with the +1, or -1, +2 for the prone, that'd be +1, 11, so 26.
Now that will hit.
Okay.
So what does it do?
Let's see here. It, that's a fire shroud. Let's see here. Hit 2d8 plus intelligence modifier cold damage, and the hand grabs the target. If the target attempts to escape, the hand uses your fortitude or reflex defense. So, okay. So, he's held, basically, and then 2d8. So, 10 plus intelligence. 5. Okay. 16 points of damage.
I don't know if that's awesome.
And also, is this climbing?
Oh, 16 gold damage. I don't know if he has any resistance to gold, but.
And then also, go ahead and take 10 points of damage from the glaive that hit you the last round.
Oh. Okay.
You're still wounded. This is okay. Only round 2.
Okay.
So you take 10 points, but go ahead and make your saving throw.
Now, he did this healing surge thing. Did that heal?
Only if you spend the healing surge, but that'll take your action.
Oh. Okay, never mind. Okay, but yeah.
Take 10 points
okay,
of damage.
Okay, 10 points of damage, okay.
And, but go ahead and make your saving throw to see if you can get out of the wounding effect.
Which saving throw do I use?
It's just a d20.
D20?
And you want to roll a, I believe it's what, 11 and 11 or higher?
I thought it was 10 or higher. Yesterday.
5. Never mind.
It doesn't work. Alright. It's Ingrid.
So I'm going to shoot that other ant. I marked him as my quarry. He's really good. He's careful attack. So I don't know where I was at.
Now, I keep him held to the ground with the biggest bigbies I see.
Yeah. Well, the thing when you're held like that, he can stand up, but he can't move out of his
square.
Yeah, he's immobilized.
I'm assuming a 29 versus AC hits him.
It does hit them. Four of them win.
Murder. 15 damage.
Devils that are just living here, hanging out, being all devil-like.
least they're murdering devils. I'm murdering an altar, okay?
Let's take out the styrofoam holder. Come on, SOB.
That turns out to be a mimic.
Now, the problem is if whatever the altar is to decides to curse you for destroying their altar.
That happens.
I'll cross that bridge when I come to it.
Yeah, never stop me.
Never stop me. It didn't stop. Was it Gork who peed on the evil altar?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was there?
I'm hearing the Bud Light, you know, Mr. Rolling Cooler guy.
It was
one of them.
Yeah, the Bud Light.
It was one of those.
Yeah.
He's not
understands.
Crap, so...
All the
40-pound coolers.
Well, it stands up, but he's kind of stuck there.
Wait, didn't he knock, like, his allies prone when he stands up the first time?
Yeah.
Where is his ally?
He has no allies. They're all gone.
Yeah,
he has
allies left.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, the one...
the other imp left.
The other imp disappeared. We don't know where he is.
The pink one?
If he's invisible, he's knocked prone there.
He poofed it.
Well, he's invisible.
Oh, I missed that.
Okay. Hmm.
A baby.
Well.
A baby doll.
You
have
a young
baby tonight.
Oh boy.
Well,
you gotta be kidding me. You're shedding. Don't shed very much. Oh,
well.
My gosh, sheds all on the dice. I think we've got
John,
three dogs out of them now. Kira should secure her baby, but it's like stuck in her legs. Yeah, because she's like, oh. Like
well, randomly, he uses his glaive against the... He uses his glaive against the dog.
Poor dog.
Is that cat?
Wow.
Like puppy-haired cat that you were talking about?
Does a 24 hit its on his back?
Yes.
Cat? Okay. Yeah, 9 points of damage. And it's going to take 10 ongoing poison until save ends.
Okay.
This guy's a dick.
It wounds, poisons, does all kinds of different things.
Does anybody speak Infernal?
I do.
Of course.
Does anyone besides James's character speak Infernal?
Does anybody else speak Infernal? Alright, well, he smacks the dog, and also on his turn, he says, just in general, because he doesn't know you speak Infernal, is there any possible way we could come up with a peaceful means of ending this conflict?
To the dog?
No, just in general.
Oh, yeah. Like, hello,
yes, he's dog. Decided that the dog is the most intelligent species on this
planet. Well, I probably would as well, but still.
Because Olaf was on.
I can see how he'd make that mistake, but still.
But, since he doesn't know if anybody speaks Infernal, you guys just hear,
blah, 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 blah.
I eat puppies.
just not a bit
I guess I'll
first.
Say, I think he's looking for a peaceful way of ending this by stabbing us in the guts. But, but peaceful.
Right.
Never mind, let's just go.
All right, Drew Yee.
I'm just trying to tell him.
Okay.
I didn't say nothing.
What's he doing? What are you doing?
I think he's trying to do a peaceful way of, well, he's quasi-peaceful way of, he wants to come to a peaceful resolution.
Poison.
Perhaps.
Poison.
I don't know. That's what he says.
Okay.
I will not say he's peaceful, I'll say that he's quasi-peaceful. Or he's saying something about peace. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. I'm going to say that's nice.
You just want the
horn. I'm going to do... I don't give a shit about some devil hanging out in a tower in the middle of nowhere.
300 years later, the magic of the place breaks down. Well, the devil rampages around the countryside, eating villagers, and he's like, this adventuring party, just let me go! Yay, babies!
I don't know that, though. I don't think about devils in
Arcana. No, he would come across the stone chicken, and he would be stoned.
Could I yell across the room? Petrified by
him. You can always yell.
Okay. So I will yell to you. The horn is inside the altar. Look and see. Can you see?
Yeah. appears to be a big stone altar that is not hollow.
I didn't figure there would be a way for those horn to be inside.
I yell at Infernal at the devil, asking him if he knows where the horn is.
Well, on my turn, I might tell you. Yeah. I'm still alive.
You're still alive. What have we done to hurt you?
Right, what is there you want to do?
Actually, I've kind of hurt him a little bit, and he has too. So.
I'll hold my turn.
All right.
We've got a little bit of harm to
him. Lay action.
I say kill him. It's more fun. Not well, you know.
But he could just be buying
time. Yeah, because we're doing a good job doing that.
Yeah.
Well, if the altar is destroyed, we might.
Pay it off.
I'm going to
attack the altar.
He just smashed a piece of stone, but maybe it'll get rid of some of his protection.
No, he didn't say it wasn't destroyed. It was just damaged.
It's damaged.
So it'd be a 26 against reflex. Do you think it'll hit?
Maybe.
It dodges out of the way for you.
It dodges out of the way.
So it's
what is this goddamn thing? A mimic?
12 radiant damage. And one ally can make a saving throw. They get a plus 3. Make a saving throw.
Give it to the dog. I think he's the only one who's gotten effect.
Actually,
somebody's
Brendan is still wounded.
So you can actually.
Yeah, so give it to the dog anyway.
The dog didn't say speaking infernal. So.
Free action. Use course favor to allow an ally to spend a healing surge. So it's up to you two who wants to spend it. I mean, we all gain
quarter.
If someone gets exploded, we all gain one temporary hit point, right?
You all get one hit, but not temporary. You just get a hit point back.
Oh, okay.
Hit one back, so you had to have been damaged.
I think Brendan's probably taken the most.
Okay, go for it, Brendan.
Okay.
You can spend a healing surge for free.
Okay.
Yeah, it's regain one hit point, so.
Okay. What do healing surges do again?
It gives you back.
Spend a healing surge and it gets whatever the healing surge value is.
So here we have what?
11. Okay, so I get 11 hit points.
The big dude and the other imp might show up again. We don't know.
Oh, because
you make your receiving.
Okay.
Yeah.
He just disappeared. Maybe.
Oh, against the ongoing damage.
Yes.
Okay. Not this round.
But
no, you make it.
I make it. Yeah, I made a 16.
Yeah, you're fine. The effect goes away.
16. Okay.
All right, Bay Dog. Are you done?
Yes. I don't have any action points.
Yay!
Set. So, yeah. I am done.
Korn is kind of irritated that you're attacking
an altar?
Altar that can't
smashing
really
smashing it, though. It's fun to smash things. Korn would approve.
Really?
He would approve.
Are you telling him what he would approve of?
Are you saying you're Cord? I am a cleric of Cord. This
is a
cleric of Cord. He would approve. Smashing things is fun.
What is this the circle on the floor made of?
It's carved into the floor.
Carved into the floor.
Is it making glowing effects or something?
Is that not comfortable for you, baby?
The altar is still not destroyed.
The altar is not looking well.
I'm going to use my move at this point, my turn at this point.
Okay.
Yeah, the altar.
I'm going to use command on him.
Oh, Lord.
I'm just really tired of him. Can I help out? What's that?
Nine.
I can't tell.
It's an 8.
It's a 9.
Oh, no, it's a 9, yeah.
18 versus Will. Okay, here. That's better.
That was the one.
What is that? 14?
What? 5? 13
nine,
right there.
Yeah.
So we add. What's your.
That's what this. That is? No, no, it's this. It's this.
Okay, here. The 9?
It's this.
So it'd be a 22 minus what's a
21? 21 versus what? What?
Yeah, it's like not worth. It's like almost drying.
Okay, I'm gonna pick up a rock and just chuck it.
You hit me with a rock! Alright, you had questions. Please ask your questions.
It was carved into the floor, so it's not like chalk or
no.
drawn in or inlay or anything like that.
No. Nope. He spent the extra money to have a nice, evil summoning circle carved into his board. And then probably murdered the craftsman.
Just for the fun of it.
Nailed to the floor.
Try to attack us. Well, it's probably an elven craftsman, probably on top of that.
People could go towards that.
I'm guessing it's actually cannabis, not the chlor.
Maybe.
Cannabis? What?
Cannabis.
Somebody's the name of the wizard's name. The wizard's name is cannabis.
Right. So it's like a five-pointed star. Kind of emanates from the middle. Kind of green.
Yeah, kind of green.
You'd think he'd move a little slower then.
Well, the demon's name is not cannabis or cannabis.
He doesn't smoke what he sells.
With my move action, you said earlier that all the internal organs of the dead dude in the middle of the circle are
very neatly stacked next to him. They're all leathery and old.
Oh.
I can put them with my rotted rats.
Can with my move action, can I kind of take those organs and kind of put them back in the cavity, just rudimentally, just kind of
sure.
I'm gonna take my flaming sword, set the body on fire.
Okay. You catch the body on fire. Kind of smells like rotten barbecue now.
Oh.
I guess maybe for additional action, since I'm really not attacking, I'm going to try to kick one of the stakes out of the body's hands.
Okay.
Stake to the floor, right?
Yeah, it looks like somebody took a hammer, and they're metal spikes. So if you could try to dig that.
I'm going to try to dig one out.
Okay. Okay,
so that'll be my actions.
Meanwhile, the devil's like, what the hell are they doing?
Well, if I burn the body, there's no body to be in the circle, right?
Burning some body?
You guys are more messed up than I
am. I just think it's funny. There's probably these devils or demons and all sorts of critters that are just hanging out. Somebody summons them, they're like, you are fucking insane. I was just going to the store. I was going to buy some souls, and then suddenly I'm here with you nutballs. You got a body on the floor?
Tasty.
Tasty. Right.
It's on fire.
It's all you.
Tasty.
I will cast Dragon Frost at the demon guy, because he hasn't done anything for a while. 19.
I'm just gonna do it just because.
Well,
tell me what you actually hit.
This is that. So, yeah. So 29 minus the 1, so 28 against 42.
28 against 42?
Okay, I'll hit. Yeah.
Then he would.
That was
a
D4.
That's
another
D8.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No.
All I saw was the triangle on the end.
Oh,
no.
God. Okay.
And then, okay, so what would you get?
The only idea I have.
So 10 damage, 10 full damage, and he pushes the target one square.
Talking to myself.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah. No, yes. Okay, and you push him how far?
One square.
Where do you want to push him?
Oh, just
as you breathe cold.
Maybe we should push him into the dog so we can.
I'll just push him back. And then puts him in stabbing range again.
Scrolls. All good.
And him. And him.
Okay.
Well, that's not necessarily a good thing. He's got an aura around him.
Yeah, but not every time he tries to cast or tries to use the aura, you guys have moved, so.
Yeah.
He's not working out very well. How not?
I have a big scary beard, but it doesn't do anything.
Still raging, you know, well.
Get that altar. Get it good.
We'll whack at the altar.
It's all evil and whacking on some business.
28 versus AC.
Yeah, guess what? You hit.
Okay,
I don't understand this
Why is this happening?
17 damage. How close is the demon dude to me?
About 3 squares.
They're evil.
Okay. I don't understand, man. They're evil. They're witches.
Witches.
Burn!
It's a witch.
Burn!
He turned me into a newt.
Well, got better.
All right. Was there any second?
I'm a very kind witch.
Three spaces. Or
no, because I'm too far away.
Well, the altar shatters, and the evil, most of the evil aura from the room seems to be going away.
We lose our -1 penalty for attack rolls.
That was
yay!
A no.
No problem.
No, 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 you do.
Oh, we do. Okay.
See? Saxon.
I use my goggles of aura sight to look at him. What's his current and maximum hit point values?
Well, his max is 129.
What's his current?
His current is 32.
All right. Is he currently? Does he have any current disease or poison conditions on him?
Well, he has some lice in an very unfortunate place. But
can he deal any disease or poison effects?
No, but his weapon does cause wounding.
Fabulous.
You need to know his blood type.
No. Going off with the goggles of Warsight heritage. Then I'm hoping a... Alright. Where was that bloody thing?
Great Grandma Ho.
Does a...
There will always be people trapped in intolerable situations. There will always be people who have to hide what they are for fear of persecution. There will always be attempts to suppress a minority. There will always be people in power who are corrupt. There will always be megalomaniacs who want to take control of everything. And the people thought least likely to speak out, least likely to make a difference, always will. The Vajra Enterprises Fiction Podcast, updated every other weekend with stories from the worlds of Vajra Enterprises games, including The Dark and Dangerous City of Fates Worse Than Death, The Magical and Mysterious Tibet, The Cosmological and Ontological Horror of In Dark Alleys, The Post-Apocalyptic Savagery of Kid World, and The Haunted Past of Hoodoo Blues. www.indarkalleys.com
Been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.